Hi everyone, welcome back to the Else Energy Podcast. I'm obviously with Laura today. Okay, so today is a little bit of a different episode. We're gonna talk some deep stuff. We're gonna talk about Laura's story a little bit. Some things that, you know, can be a little bit heavy, but I think are really important to share because, you know, they're part of your story and they're going to impact the way you do business as well. And Laura has a, you know, like I said, a deep story that she wanted to share with us today. It has impacted our business. We know we both had a complicated past couple of years, but in a way, just, I guess, made us grow. And I don't know, Laura, you want to start?
Yeah, I think it starts like probably at this point, a little bit over 2 years ago. Jeannie and I were launching the second version of IBA in Mexico. And then I found out that my mom had breast cancer. And so just for a little bit of history, this is not something entirely new in my family. My grandma unfortunately passed away from breast cancer. My mom had it when the first time when I was 14, but luckily she recovered well. And then 2 years ago, she was re-diagnosed, but this time with a very aggressive kind. And so it was obviously, it's like any news in that space, it's always difficult. We were in the middle of a launch, which was also even more challenging. I think we were doing live trainings as well. It was crazy.
Like, just to give you a bit of context, Laura texted me, it was back in January 2022.
Yeah, I think so.
Saying, yeah, we think my mom has cancer, we're gonna have this confirmed. And we literally were supposed to fly to Mexico on the first day to do a launch, a big launch, like a massive launch. And I was like, oh crap, you know. And I was already like, well, that's it, you know, we're not launching, we're not going anywhere, we're not doing anything. But Laura's like, no, we're doing this, it's fine, I'm gonna be fine, I want to be strong. So yeah, it got confirmed. Her mom unfortunately was diagnosed with cancer, and we still left for Mexico, which sounded crazy, and we had the weirdest time ever. So yeah,
everything about that trip was complicated. I remember I cried the whole flight, because the thing was also like, we were still in this phase where we were waiting on news from the doctor. So like, me staying in Belgium wasn't necessarily doing much. We were only going to leave for like 2 weeks or 10 days or something. So I was like, you know what, let's do this launch and then I'll come back and I'll be there. And I was there. I literally was a whole year present in the whole treatment. But yeah, no, it was complicated. I remember we would wake up in Mexico. I mean, Ginny has seen me through all phases of my life. I think I would cry for hours. And then I would like switch a button and be like, okay, we do this workshop for our clients or prospect clients. And it actually went super well. We had an amazing launch, which I'm very grateful for. But it definitely gave a lot of perspective. And then when we came back to like to Europe, for me, Belgium, I was ultra present in my mom's treatment. And we made some changes definitely in the business to reflect that as well. Because I was a lot in the hospital also, unfortunately. My mom, the type of cancer that she had also meant that we had genetic breast cancer in the family, which was not really a surprise considering all the family history. And I actually forgot to mention that, but when I was 20 years old, I already had a surgery where they removed a tumor in my left boob, but it was like a good tumor, a benign one. So it wasn't like I had cancer, definitely not. But just to say, there's been a lot of signs in our family that we have some health issues. But anyway, yeah, when we were back, we changed so much in the business. And as difficult as that period was, I don't think I've ever felt so grateful for what we had built the 2 years prior to that, because I was barely working. When I say I was working an hour a day, I mean that. I was literally posting and ghosting. Like, I was just like, something's out there.
You were pretty much like working on autopilot as well, right? Like, it was a lot of repurposing paths. It was a lot of being a zombie because life felt tough at this moment. So I guess, you know, having this business was, you know, it was supporting you. This business was almost like the husband supporting you. It's like, okay, fine, I can focus on my family and I still have something in the background working and doing all the work for me.
Yeah, it was literally exactly that. And I saw the difference in, I mean, for example, I have a brother, so I'm not an only child or something. And my brother couldn't like necessarily take as much time off work to be there for my mom's treatment, which is completely normal, you know. But like, I was there pretty much at every meeting, at every, you know, immunotherapy or chemotherapy appointment. And I was so grateful that I could do that and that, you know, this was all possible. And also, mind you, that we actually fired the team and got rid of, like, restructured the whole business during that time. So it's not like I could do that because we had a team of so many employees. No, we could do that because we had built a business that could be run on autopilot. And we had so much content from the years before that we could repurpose. We had already done so much of the groundwork. But yeah, what I wanted to get to, for sure, it was exactly like supporting me and on all levels, like in the way financially, in the way time-wise, even location, even though, of course, I stayed in Belgium because I wanted to be present. But even like I would organize a little weekend away with the family, be able to rent this really gorgeous villa for us to spend quality time together. Like I just felt so grateful. And as much as I think my priorities have shifted a lot over the past few years in the sense that, you know, the first time our business took off and we had this insane launch that brought in over $400,000 in just 3 weeks with our first online course launch, my priority was, let's say, buying a car. You know, I was like, yeah, this is amazing. Let's travel and buy a car. And while I still, of course, enjoy doing certain nice things in life, my priorities definitely shifted a lot during that time to be focused on being able to spend time with family or being able to take care of my own health as well and these type of things. So that was definitely an important takeaway. And the business also supported me in the sense that already a year or two before that, because luckily financially we were already really well off quite early on in the business, I was able to retire my partner. So my boyfriend was also there to take care of me because I honestly was an emotional mess. But then also after, when luckily my mom was done with her treatment and things were looking good. And by the way, my mom is now recovered, so it all ends well. I'm very, very, very grateful for that. I mean, obviously you're only fully cancer-free 5 years after treatment, so we're still hoping and waiting that that will remain. But everything looks great. But yeah, then when my mom was done with her treatment and, you know, the long year of surgeries and whatnot, it was my turn because I had around 80% chance on breast cancer myself. And if there's one thing about me, it's that I don't love sitting in the sort of reactive seat of life, meaning just waiting around and seeing what happens. I like being entrepreneurial and proactive. So I was like, there's no way I'm going to spend, you know, the next 10, 20 years just waiting to hear when I might get sick. You know, like I want to do a preventive double mastectomy, which means that I had my breast amputated and reconstructed preventively. So my risk on breast cancer is like less than 1%. So I then went forward for that surgery, but it's quite a life impacting decision. There are two surgeries. The first surgery was an 8-hour surgery. I spent a week in the hospital. Like I couldn't use my arms or anything for like a month. Like it was not easy. But during that time, I also had a partner that was completely 24/7 by my side because of the business as well. You know, like that is crazy. Most people have to go about their life and, you know, have a job. So as tough as that time was, I look back on it with so much gratitude because, like I said, my mom and myself are fine now. And I learned a lot from it, but also equally, I know I'm so privileged. Like, and we built this business. Like, it's not like someone handed it to us. Like, we did it. But also, I'm so glad I did that. And I'm so grateful for that version of, you know, Jeannie and Laura that built businesses in 2020 and got started. Because if it wasn't for those versions of us, like, I wouldn't have been able to get through that time, quote unquote, as easily, as tough as it might have been. It was still a way nicer way to deal with it.
Than you don't have the pressure to go back to work. You don't have the pressure of bills. You don't have the pressure of anything like this. It's like the business is running itself and you can take time to heal and without having to worry when you have to go back to work, because that was honestly like I remember you took maybe 3 weeks off, if that even, and then you were kind of already back in content creation. And at the end of the day, that's all we have to do is just creating content and the business runs on autopilot. So that's something huge indeed. And yeah, it's not like it went smoothly. I remember you had some issues as well with your, you know, care after the operation. Mm-hmm. I was calling me freaking out, which was very scary. I was trying to support the best that I could, but Yeah, it was a bit of a big emotional roller coaster that year, for sure.
It definitely was. And yeah, it's been crazy to like, that's also the thing. Like, indeed, I would call Ginny and it's like, you're my business partner, but also like you're my rock in these moments. So it is like, that's also another thing that I'm so grateful for, because I think if I had to run a business by myself, then it would have been a little bit more challenging than having someone as well in my corner.
Yeah, I think it's important in this sense to have like people around you that you can rely on and that understand your business. Because it's not always the case when you join this world. You know, the people that you might have around you might not understand this world, and they might not understand the kind of money that you make, the fact that you can take time off. And I think my husband still struggles with that. It's like, you can take time off as much as you want. Like, you can actually work just. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I just need to post stories and then I'm done, you know. And he's like, well, you don't have work to do. When I'm chilling, he's like, you don't have work to do. You can't just work on something else. I'm like, no, that's all needs to be done, you know. So
Yeah.
I think having people in your corner that understand that, again, support that, and I don't know, it's just good to be able to share with these people.
Definitely. And I think also, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with like what we call shiny object syndrome. We have definitely struggled with that multiple times in our at stages in our business as well. Which means that you are always looking for something else to do, or there must be more, or there must be some hack or some magic thing that I'm not doing, and that's why I'm not scaling. And so being in the season that I was in at that time, and actually you were in a season where you were flourishing, and I mean we'll get into that as well, but that was a season where the business literally pushed us to not have shiny object syndrome and to just focus on what is foundational things that you need to keep running this business, to keep serving your clients, have an impact, and also keep making that consistent income. And I feel like if it wasn't for the stages that we went through, we probably wouldn't have been so good at having a passive business, which sounds sad, but it's also almost a hidden gift, because a lot of people in business are in such a hustle culture and they work all the time. And, you know, and if you have that time, great. But like, you know, if life happens, and especially I know for Jeannie as well, like you're a mom, so that's obviously not the case anymore. So time becomes a scarce resource. And in our case, we learned that quite early on in our business journey, which has been a great learning. And that's why we've also, in a way, quote unquote, pivoted to like really teaching you guys passive income. And that is what feels the most aligned with us, because that's what we live every single day. That's what we breathe. That's what has got us through the tough times. That's what got us through the beautiful times. Because, like, now I'm living a digital nomad journey and I'm able to travel. And I'm so grateful for that. And I remember at some point in the business, I was, I think it was after the first year in business, that I said at some point to Ginny, like, yeah, Ginny, I feel a little bored because I know we don't have that much work. I think I need new hobbies, because, like, our business kind of was a passion before and then became the business. So then you're like, oh, what are new hobbies? And even for myself, like health became such an important thing, and that became in a way a hobby. So in some weird way, it felt very full circle how, you know, I had then time to focus on my health and to prioritize that. And now that's a huge part of my life as well while I'm
I think
traveling.
that's probably an important thing to say is, yeah, how are you now, first of all, Laura? How do you feel, and how did it make you feel? Like, what changed now because of everything that happened?
I think what changed is that, funny enough, I don't think I've ever felt so happy and grateful for, and this might sound so like spiritual and stuff, but for the gift of being alive and the gift of being able to breathe and to use my arms and use my legs and being able to walk and do things and run a business and just be in a good like place physically, because I know what it's like to not be in a good place physically. And when you then are able to feel good in your body, even though, of course, like my body is not the same as it was before, like I have a bunch of scars, like I could be sad about that, but I actually look at those and now I'm like, no, I'm so proud of that. Like I now look at myself and I'm like, I'm so proud of like the person that I've become, but also like what that journey has taught me and how different I treat my body and my health. Like now, I love a healthy lifestyle. It's something that defines me. It's not something that was let's say before I would always find something I hate about my body and then go on a diet, for example. Like now that's not the case anymore because I know a body is about so much more. It's not just there to look a certain way. So definitely that's been a big one, the health thing. But I think business-wise as well, like my priorities shifted a lot when I was going through the year of being present for my mom's treatment and then obviously my own surgeries. I felt very stuck in Belgium. And as much as I'm so grateful to be from Europe, I've always had this big urge, especially before I moved now to LA, to always leave Europe. And obviously I couldn't do that because I was stuck there. You know, I was literally home for like a year and a half of not traveling as much anymore because I literally always had appointments. Like I could sometimes have 2 weeks in between with no hospital appointments, but that's it. Like, it's not like I could go a month to Bali or something. And so then now I was just like, wow, I can indeed travel and go where I want. And the business always allowed me to do that. But at some point, you know, indeed my health didn't allow me to do that. And I really struggled with that. So that makes me realize so much more now how grateful I am that I am able to go wherever I feel like going, have that freedom of time and location. And yeah, so now where am I? I'm currently living in LA. We've been here for 3 months. We're still going to be here for another 2-3 months. And yeah, it's been amazing. I mean, I think childhood Laura always wanted to go back to America at some point. I once lived on the East Coast for an exchange when I was a student back in the day. And now I'm here for 6 months, which I call like my little, I still tell my friends, I basically still do exchanges. I go on like little student exchanges, but like actually now I'm a business owner and I just decided to do it by myself. But yeah, no, so living the life here, very grateful to be able to live that. And LA and every place that I've lived, whether it's Thailand or Bali, it always teaches me something else. And I feel so grateful for that as well.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing well, even though I know a lot of people don't necessarily know the behind the scenes. It's very easy to watch people and be like, oh, everything's going well into that in their life, and this is not necessarily the case. Obviously we want to show you know, the positive and the great things, and it doesn't mean there's no hardship, but sometimes it's not necessarily has a place, you know, on social media. But it's good as well to look back and be like, okay, it actually made me stronger, it made me a different person, and it made me realize stuff. But yeah,
I definitely struggled while it was happening to share. I think online, you remember that period, right? Like in the beginning when it happened, I was like, how do I even share this with my audience? And it's like, quote unquote, not relevant, but equally it is relevant because I'm a personal brand. So I definitely also learned, I guess, how to find that balance between like, what do I share and what do I not share online? And I decided to share it. And I got so much love and so much support from the community. And I've decided for myself, this is something that defines me. So I will sometimes share, not as in like, make it about, you know, obviously mastectomies, like, but make it about, this is part of my story. And so it's really funny because the other day I got a troll comment where someone said, oh, wow, the biggest flex in your business is that you were able to buy a Range Rover at 26 years old. And I was like, no, that is not the biggest flex, dude. The biggest flex is that I was able to take a year and a half off of my business, being there for my mom having cancer and my own surgeries. And I was still able to run the business through that and make $40,000 a month. Like, that is the flex. And I feel like going through that, in the beginning, I wasn't sure where it all fits and how, I guess, it makes me. But now I'm like very, in a way, quote unquote, proudly claiming that, because I'm like, no, this is my story, this is my journey, and this is relevant. Because for you guys as well, like, you know, life's always happening. There's always things that are going to make it difficult for you to go through, but you could also go through that in a slightly more cushioned environment where at least your business supports you versus, let's say, being tied to, you know, a job where you have to go in every day and have, honestly, potentially take a sick day if you really feel terribly bad. But overall, there's less room for you to really be present in that moment. I think if I were still in a corporate job during all of that, I wouldn't have lived it as intensely, as in I would have disconnected a little bit from it, because I would have just been like, the show must go on and I need to go to work and whatever. Like, I would have pushed myself through it. But then equally, I don't think I would have healed as much and then afterwards felt okay, you know, because I think because I've lived it and I gave it the time and the space that it needed, I now feel great. And I'm even in some fucked up way grateful for my journey. And that I think would have been very different if I didn't have that time and energy to do that.
Yeah, I fully agree. I think, you know, a lot of the things you say around taking the time to take the time, you know, it's like taking the time to live in the moment. You know, it's funny because we often hear those people, you know, those interviews sometimes we can see on social media, it's like all the people and it's like, what do you regret or what do you wish you've done different? They're like, that I work less, that I actually took the time to be present. And it's very much like that. It's like we always like go, 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 you know, especially I think when you have your own job, it's very much like that. You have to go, you have to keep working, you have to do all these things, you have to have hobbies, you have to have do these things. We never take the time to actually sit with our thoughts or take the time to spend time just with family. And, you know, I even see it with my husband because he works a lot. He definitely doesn't have the same. And now he starts to shift and be like, okay, I kind of want the same business as you because it's very convenient. You don't have to work that much. But, you know, he has to work so much harder in order to be at the same level that I am. You know, he's making about the same money as me, maybe a little bit less, but he has to work so much. He has to have a big team. He has to have to do all of these things. And he really takes the time to just sit down. And when he's sitting down, he's thinking about the business and ways to grow his business and worries all the time. And meanwhile, I'm just here, you know, chilling or whatever. So I think it's just, you know, for you, Laura, it was like, okay, I can take the time to, you know, be with my mom. I can take the time to, you know, rent this house and spend time as a family and just, you know, put life on pause almost for a year and focus on my health and my mom's health and just be present. And that's just, you know, a big gift, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And then equally now, like I still take my health so seriously, but like when I think about it, my morning routines might seem so fucked up for other people. Like when I'm in Belgium, guys, I wake up at 7, I drive to the gym, I do my workout for an hour, then I spend an hour kind of going to the spa wellness because the gym I have back in Belgium has like this beautiful sauna and hammam and jacuzzi. So I spend some time there, then I shower, get ready. I come home and it's like maybe 10 a.m. and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do some work, you know, like, but the fact that I'm able to do that, like, I know that is like, to you and I, we've like normalized it, but like, that is not normal. Like 5 years ago, I would have killed to have a morning routine where you can take 2-3 hours without phones, without work, just going to the spa, doing your little workout. Like, I know that that is special. And that's like the thing, what I mean with like this passive income business, it manifests in the quote unquote small routines in your life that make a huge impact, you know, like how you can spend your time. It's just honestly, because we talk a lot about like money we make, and yes, money is of course, like, you know, you need basic like needs. So you need some money. And of course, if you have a lot of money, it's amazing because you can help other people. You can do things for your family. You can go on amazing trips. Like there's amazing things with that. But like, having time is just like, we talk about it all the time. Like what we're really selling is the fact that you have such freedom, you know, like, yeah, that's beautiful.
I think that was always my reason number one. And you know, if today you're like, okay, are you going to switch that much freedom to make, you know, 200K a month, for example, because we're not making 200K a month. But it's a choice as well. And be like, no, thank you. I don't want to, because we could, you know, we could have coaching.
Get ads or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, we do ads, we could build a team and we would probably make 200K a month, but I don't want to in a way, because I'm like, I'd rather, you know, enjoy life, because I think, you know, that's probably how you feel, Laura. It's like anything can happen at any moment, you know, and you're probably like, well, you know what, I'm just gonna take a chill, you know, enjoy my life day by day. And yes, I think, you know, we said it in the previous episode where we're so ready to level up. I think we spent 2 years with Laura. We both had our own struggles and we were so grateful that the business was working on autopilot and it was working great that way. Now we're ready to work a little bit more in order to level up. Not too much though. But a little bit.
But I think it's like having fun with new things as well. Like, yeah, we're excited about like new types of content. We're excited about this podcast being back and like sharing, yeah, more you guys, because it wasn't always easy, to be honest, to share while it was happening. So it's just nice to be able to, I guess, show up with new energy for you all and take you on this journey. But yeah, I think those are the main things. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and giving me the space and time to share my story. And yeah, I hope there's something you can take away from it when it comes to building a freedom-based business. And we'll see you in the next one.
Thank you, Laura, for sharing your story. Before we leave, just so you know, we have a free masterclass that is going to help you build that passive income business that's going to give you more freedom. I think you understood it with this podcast, but we're really all about freedom and you will make money for sure. We literally just had a student texting us that she made 6,000 euros. So that's nearly $7,000 in just 3 days on autopilot with her online course. So yes, you can make the money, but also you can have the freedom. You don't have to choose one or the other. You can combine both. And we are on a mission to show you how. So we're literally giving you the 4 secrets that you need in order to achieve that inside our new masterclass. We'll share the link, so feel free to have a look and we'll see you there.
Amazing. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.